Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
New rules apply. It's time for news or nope.
We're halfway through the week. No one has used a nope.
I'm about to use one, but here we go. Tiak.
Oh, that's right.
Erica. News. News. No. No. News. No. News. No.
Like, you got scared.
This is news.
I had to get into character.
That was good, though. She had a, what's the dude from Metallica?
Oh, what's his name?
James Hetfield. Yeah. You were like...
I had to really,
you were like, you got up on the...
I had to pump my arms.
Like Rob Zombie or somebody like...
Yeah, I do want to let Diak down.
Yeah, you did not.
Yeah.
I think we found a pairing.
Yeah.
You guys nailed that.
Can you please... Or say slam in the back of my Dragula in that voice real quick.
Hold on.
Slam in the back of my what?
Dragula.
Dragula?
Okay.
Nobody knows those words, Aaron. That's such a weird thing to know.
Too much.
Rob Zombie words are
not Rob Zombie girl.
Right. It's like yeah. That's all like
no.
Oh, great.
That's what he sounds like. He just ends every sentence with yeah.
Through the bridges and slam in the back of my Dracula. Guys, okay.
Who's Rob Zombie?
White Zombie? Wait, my God, people. We are off the rails. Can I just say, I bring this up every time. This is the one part of the show where we do hard news. Mm-hmm. And I think ABC, NBC, CBS is failing miserably by not adopting this model.
Right.
Just to see, like, the classic news anchor scrambling and singing Rob Zombie at the beginning going, the teleprompter's not working! Yeah! And they're just off the rails.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And then they finally get it working. It's like, good evening.
C is for cookie. That's good.
Okay, I just want you to know
me.
The C is for cookie is next to breaking news.
Sure.
There you go.
All right.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program. Jason Segel is engaged. He is marrying So You Think You Can Dance alum Kayla Radomski.
Really?
The best day of his life. They've been together about 2 years. And she's like age appropriate for him. I'm really impressed. She is 11 years younger than him.
That's so sad.
No, here's the thing. He is so handsome and so wonderful.
He's not handsome.
He's a good-looking guy. The hots for Jason Segel. Especially now. Mm. Have you seen him?
Yeah, he's definitely gotten finer.
He's in Shrinking, right?
Yeah. Okay, but in Shrinking, he's playing disheveled dad. When he's on a red carpet...
Shut up, really?
He and I had an inside joke once, so I just actually, I wanted to talk about this just to
you
tell you that.
Literally just had to wipe drool off your mouth.
No.
You were like, nah.
No, he and I had, like, I had a hair on my mouth. It was weird.
Well, in Forgetting Sarah Marshall, he goes full frontal.
Yeah.
He's nude.
That part's a little weird. I don't really want to see anyone's ding dong unless we're in the moment, you know?
Okay.
So anyway, he's marrying this really cute girl.
Yay.
They've been together 2 years. Very happy for him.
Okay,
and
great.
Also, he's hot.
All right.
Agree to disagree. Good evening.
I will start off by saying I do have two things, but they're both very quickly.
You don't get to do this.
They're breaking news. The first one is that it was 2 years ago today. Well, I guess this isn't breaking.
How is that breaking? Here's my breaking news story. 2 years ago.
In the back of my Dracula.
What?
It was 2 years ago today that the Titan submersible disappeared.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. That okay, was 2 years
ago today. Ocean Gate, the
documentary.
You have to watch it. It's wild.
It gives me the heebie-jeebies even thinking about what happened. Like,
But dude, if you're going to die, it's
because it's just poof, right?
Yeah, you're gone.
Yeah.
Like, everything that was you is over in an instant. It's like a nuclear bomb. It's just like, bye. You're just squished.
But you'll never find me in a small enclosed space like that.
Oh, God, no. No amount of money.
Everything leading up to it, like finding out that the Titan was outside for a year and a half and like...
just getting sunbaked and like the and seals like, are all...
The guy was controlling it with a little like Xbox remote.
For sure,
Xbox,
I saw that it was an Xbox controller. Yeah. That's... Yeah. Oh, my God.
It was...
So you recommend the doc, though?
Oh, for sure. Yes.
Okay.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And then my other thing, this one is breaking. We finally have a Karen Reed verdict.
I'm trying to know who that is.
She was the woman, it's on the East Coast, I don't remember
Boston
where.
Boston area. Boston,
where she, I'm trying to say it without giving away the verdict. She was charged with killing a cop by like running him over.
It was her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Okay.
They found her not guilty.
Did we expect that?
So hard to say. Yeah. It is the most complex case. It's been playing out on TikTok. I'm fascinated by this case. I can't wait to hear, I'm going to read more about it.
And there's a doc about this too, right?
Mm-hmm. There's a doc about, this was the second trial because the first one ended in mistrial, right?
Yeah.
So there's a doc about the first trial. So I'm hoping they were
making
there
will be one about this one because everyone is saying that the judge purposefully confused the jury and helped skew it. It's a lot.
But did you guys want her to get off? Or did you not want her to get off?
To be honest, I don't know. Because I did stop paying attention during this trial. So
I paid attention.
You're invested.
And both sides, because there was a possibility that he was killed by other people, the other side, convincing as well.
Mm.
So.
Wow. Mm. Okay. Well, we don't have time for any stories from you, TX. No, go ahead.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My first of 8 stories here.
Just breaking regs, man.
This is an update on what we had before. The human remains that were found outside of Taylor Swift's home, who she allegedly killed, found.
Or allegedly didn't kill. I mean, either way you say it, it works.
Wait, there was never a question that Taylor Swift killed this person.
Oh, but it just happened to be right by her house. Woo, coincidence?
Why would you ever...
The plane just went by.
Yeah,
Taylor Swift is circling the radio station. Keep talking.
Near your home.
Because that's what you do. That's where you bury people. I don't know. It does feel like Taylor Swift is just coming down on the bit. What is that?
They're jets. We have the Air Force Base. They're running.
Yeah, okay. They're running sorties.
Now that those loud noises have started, I don't feel comfortable finishing this story anymore. I'll just note myself on that one. My second story.
Do you really have more than one?
Is that a survey finds that 1 in 10 women occasionally wear this of their man's.
Boxers?
Ooh. I'm going to just say, when they wear the shirt, it's so cliche. It's
really?
So hot. I know it's so cliche. It's so hot.
Wait, so when my fiance gets back tomorrow, I should just be wearing a button down of his?
Tom Cruise in that?
Okay. Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh my God.
I've never done that.
It actually plays harder when it's the one he was wearing the night before. If you guys were at a wedding or whatever, and then you come out in his shirt. You know what I'm saying?
When does this ever happen?
It's definitely happened to me, for sure. Like you go to a destination wedding or whatever, and you get back to the hotel room, mm-hmm. and like you go in to brush your teeth and you come out or whatever, and she's standing there in your shirt and that's it. And you're like, hello. Huh. Hi.
Usually we're rushing to the airport.
Okay. I'm going to boxers.
One in 10, you said?
Yeah, 1 in 10, admit to it.
Because sweatpants would be more.
I think so,
yeah.
That'd
be 9 out of 10.
Wearing his... Well, we're out of time, so we won't be able to tell this answer. We've never done that. What if we don't give the answer till tomorrow?
No, we have to, because I want to know.
You're going to have to listen to News or Nope.
You're lying.
Tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh!
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.
9.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.